will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' hot Cheetos chicken on a stick? Deep-fried old-fashioned? Or Pino pretzel popper brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original cream puff has been around almost as long. Close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino pretzel popper brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Two helicopters were fighting a wildfire in Southern California when they collided. One landed safely, but CAL FIRE Southern Regional Chief David Fulcher says one crashed, killing three on board.
This was a tragic loss for the community, the fire service community and CAL FIRE and Riverside County Fire Department.
The Justice Department wants to limit what former President Trump can say about charges that he tried to overturn the 2020 election. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Things that he could potentially learn through the case just by being a defendant, things that his lawyers would learn.
The Coast Guard has rescued a man in a small boat adrift for 2 days off the Florida coast. Nick Gibson with WJAX-TV.
25-year-old Charles Gregory was found roughly 12 miles offshore.
He was in a very dangerous position.
Officials said he went missing after leaving the Lighthouse Park boat ramp.
Trucking company Yellow files for bankruptcy, Chapter 11. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
You are the spencer. 1057 CFW, your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW. The Valley's fun music.
CFW.
Hey, jealousy. a warm bowl of mac and cheese.
Yummy.
But for your ears, this is 105.7 CFW, the Valley's fun music. CFW.
And
1057 CFW.
Monkey's I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. Periods of cloudy sky expected for today. A few sprinkles or light showers not out of the question. The high 83 this afternoon. A few of those sprinkles continue tonight, then skies becoming partly cloudy, the low near 60. A little more sunshine for Tuesday means warmer temperatures, high 85. Right now at 62. CFW.
Valley's fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
Try everything you can, and don't you worry what they tell you.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Oh, This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Altoona. This is 105.7 CFW.
Snacks and drink trucks. Sounds perfect to me. All will be serving lunch and dinner in Phoenix Park along Eau Claire's Riverfront Terrace as part of Volume 1's Food Truck Fridays. Take a break, grab some grub, and relax the first Friday of each month through September. Information at volume1.org.
I'm not what you see. I've come to help you with your problems so we can be free. I'm not a hero, I'm not a savior. Forget what you know.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Like
When you think about hot summer days and plunging into the pool at just the right moment to cool off. Think 105.7 CFW. It's 105 days of summer fun.
Strumming my pain with his fingers. Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song. Killing me softly with his song. Telling my whole life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Yeah.
The Valley's Got Oldies stations.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
It's got stations for your kids. Well, we thought it was time for a fun station. Chock full of the music that you grew up with and fun. That's us. Welcome to the Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
Did you know the Wisconsin State Fair is 172 years old? It still celebrates the industries important to our state's history, like agriculture. But every year, new attractions and items are added. This year, there's more than 100 new foods to try. So what do you think topped the culinary list last year? Flamin' Hot Cheetos Chicken on a Stick? Deep-fried Old Fashioned? Or Pino Pretzel Popper Brat? The answer's coming up. The Wisconsin State Fair didn't start in its current home of West Allis. The first was in Janesville along the Rock River, then moved to different locations the next 40 years. The original Cream Puff has been around almost as long, close to 400,000 are gobbled up every year. So which food was number one last year? It was the Pino Pretzel Popper Brat. It came out on top. The State Fair is a true slice of Wisconsin, and it runs through August 13th. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin?
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 3rd through the 13th.
CBS News Brief. Two Southern California firefighters and a pilot have been killed after a mid-air collision while they were battling wildfire flames in Cabazon. Cal Fire Southern Chief David Fulcher.
I would like to express our deepest sympathies and sorrow to the family and co-workers of the personnel.
The NTSB is investigating. Triple-digit heat still bathing the South. Texas Power Grids issued a warning. KTVT-TV's Jeff Ray.
We're right back to 105-plus weather with feel-like temperatures closing in on 113. So be prepared for more excessive heat warnings.
A tornado touchdown overnight.